So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Ches Ma Beis said, Shticha Burishin is Arvu Pischein, Eilu Moishchin Lehen Echad, Ve Eilu Moishchin Lehen Echad. If the Karbanos of two different groups became mixed up, each group takes one member from the other group, and they each bring a Karban with the condition that if they are bringing the Karban that belongs to their group, the new fellow should withdraw from his original group and join this group. And if it's the animal that belonged to the other group, they're withdrawing from their original carbon to register with this individual in this carbon. If there were five groups of five members each, they regroup into five new groups of five each, with each group consisting of one from each original group, and they all make the above mentioned tonight. If two individuals had their carbon Pesach mixed up with each other, each person takes one of the animals and finds another person who is not yet registered on any Karban Pesach to join with them. The two original owners then switch places and make the same tanaya that they do when the Karbanos Pesach of two groups get mixed up. The Gemara cites a machlokes. From the pasuk Ve'im Yimad Habayis Miyos Misa we learn, Melamed Shemismaitin V'holchen, the registrants can withdraw from the Karban Pesach. However, as Rashi explains, the word Yimad indicates a reduction with some remainder. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that at least one original member must remain with this Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yossi holds a new member can register on this Karban Pesach and then all original members can withdraw. If they all withdraw first, leaving the Karban with no Minuyin at all, this Karban Pesach would become disqualified. The Karban must always remain with at least one member, but according to Rabbi Yossi, it need not be an original member. The Gemara asks, Leima Masnitin Delek Rabbi Yehuda. The case of where the Karbanos of two individuals got mixed up, and they each take in a new member and then switch places, seems to contradict Rabbi Yehuda. Am Rabbi Yechanan, afilu teimek Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah might agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Since there is a rule that ein sheichnes a Pesach al yachid, we never shecht a Karban Pesach for a single individual, and we know that the individual will have to add another person to the Karban, the new person registered is considered like one of the original people registered. In fact, the Gemara points out that our Mishnah seems to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because when it gives the example of five Karbanos Pesach that get mixed up with each other, it specifies that each Karban originally had five people registered. Because if only four people were registered, we would not have an original member in each Karban. Hanrelach Mishahaya, we have Baruch Hashem completed the ninth parak of Masechet Pesachim, and begin the tenth parak of Pesachim Be'ezer Hashem. Zok the Mishnah. Erev Pesachim Samach LeMincha Lo Yoichel Odom Ad SheTechshech. Starting a half hour before Mincha on Erev Pesach, it's usher to eat until dark. The Gemara asks, Ma Yiri Arvi Pesachim Afil Arvi Shabbos Av Yom Tovim Nami. Why does the Mishnah only emphasize an usher to eat late in the day on Erev Pesach, if according to Yehuda, the same usher exists on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov to have an appetite for the Shabbos meal? The Gemara gives two answers. First, Rav Huna answers, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi, who holds that on the regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, it is mutter to eat all day long. Yet when it comes to Erev Pesach, in order to ensure that he will have an appetite for the matzah, even Rabbi Yossi agrees it is usher to eat late in the day. Second, Rav Papa answers, Afilu teimer Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam, min ha-mincha ulamalahu da'asr, samach l'mincha shari, al b'erev ha-pesach, afilu samach l'mincha nami asr. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, the Isser to eat begins at the time of Mincha Ketana, 9.5 hours into the day, whereas on Erev Pesach, it begins Samach LeMincha, close to the time of Mincha, a half hour earlier. The Mishnah also teaches, Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael Lo Yoichel Ad SheYesev. Even the poorest person must eat in a reclining position at the Seder, V'lo Yifchusu Lo Yime Arba Kaisis Shel Yayin. The community must provide him with the minimum of 4 cups of wine for the Seder. The Rashbam explains that even if he is so poor that he gets food from the food distribution and the community did not provide him with wine, he must arrange to have wine, even if yimkres levushay, he has to sell some of his clothes, or yilva or borrow money, or yasker esatzmai, or hire himself out for some work.